Outcome 4.5 says that students need to involve themselves in ministry to, with, and by children and teens. In 2014, I was privileged to be part of a team of people who attended a conference which led to the writing of a document for the Lausanne Movement entitled Mission with Children at Risk, LOP66. In our previous outcome, we spoke about what the church should do to make children more central. Here is how LOP66 stated it. Placing children in the center is about giving greater prominence to a group whose vulnerability comes from the invisibility and exclusion. Why is this important? Because this implies empowering them, recognizing their creative capacity and their right to have a voice, and committing ourselves to building a new way of viewing children. The result will be a broader vision of their situation, which will hopefully result in practical actions for fighting against the circumstances of injustice that led to children being in a place of vulnerability and risk. This will also result in a new way of seeing the church, including examining its theologies, organizational structures, spiritualities, ministries, and how it understands living in community. The paper says that usually, and wrongly, ministry is something adults do to children. Then it says, the biblical and theological importance of children for mission provokes the church to take a high view of children with a high view of Scripture, asking what it means for Jesus to place a child in the midst of the disciples. The paper says we should consider children as full members of the household of Christ and His church, and include children wherever we see relevance to ourselves as the body of Christ and the children of God in the Bible. We should not just see children in the Bible whenever they are specifically referred to as children, but they should be seen in the Bible as fully part of the church. We should not wait for a child who has been saved to become an adult before he or she can understand being saved as we do. If we do, we are guilty of ignoring those parts of the Bible which affirm that children can have a relationship with God and that He can be present in their lives. Why would the infants give praise? Matthew 21:16. Why would Jesus gather the small children and place a child in the midst as an example of the kingdom? Matthew 19:14, Mark 10:14, and Luke 18:16. Why would He thank His Father for hiding eternal truths from the wise and learned and revealing them to little children? That is in Matthew 17:25 and Luke 10:21. Why would Paul say that he was called from his mother's womb? Galatians 1:5. I would add that when a child is saved, he or she does not become a junior Christian and is not indwelt by a junior Holy Spirit. The paper goes on to say, if children are fully part of us, then we need to consider all of Scripture as applying to their lives, that they too have spiritual gifts, and that they are called by God and hear from God. In our previous outcome, we saw how Jesus set the example when it comes to placing the child in the midst. We should bring children to be welcomed and blessed by Him. We must stand with Jesus, who became very angry when people tried to keep children away from Him, whether they be proud adults, sinful systems, or cultural beliefs that devalue children. We should see children as representatives of the kingdom, who have something to teach and to offer us. We are not better or higher than them. In humility, we need to allow God to speak and act through them. Dear facilitator, ask your students to suggest ways in which they can minister to children and teenagers. They can include the ways they are used to, for example, Sunday school, youth groups, etc., but encourage them to think about some new ones. especially to those outside the church. This should not just be an intellectual exercise, but they should be urged to draw up a program to actually go and do what they have suggested.